And now that you're relaxed, let's go ahead and start the story. It was a very late night when the dog wandered into the yard and he sat for a moment, taking in his surroundings. And the moon was almost full and lighting the yard. So much dirt, he thought. And so many places to dig and hide his treasure. And with so many choices, his only concern was where to start. And the dog took his time, moving from one spot to the other, and sniffing each in turn. He'd find the perfect place to bury his treasure. A place where it'd be safe. A place where he can find it again when he wanted it. And then he spotted it. The perfect place. Over to his left, under the big tree, and among the roots. And he could see a small clearing. There where he could easily dig a deep hole. And his treasure would be perfectly safe there. And he quickly ran over to the clearing and began to dig. And the ground was soft and loose. So before long, he dug a deep hole. And he dropped his treasure inside. And quickly covered it once again. And he covered up his work very thoroughly, so that when he finished, no one can tell exactly where he dug that hole. And he sat back, admiring his work. Yes, he thought. That will be the safest place to store my treasure for now. It will be right there when I want it. Satisfied, the dog ran off to play. And the days rolled by, becoming weeks and then months. The dog filled his days with playing fetch, taking naps, and exploring the wonderful smells around his neighborhood. He was curious about everything. And one day as he woke up from his nap, he remembered the treasure that he buried. And in an instant, he wanted it back. And his mission was fueled by desire. And he sniffed around the trees in the neighborhood, searching for that familiar scent. And he ran from tree to tree, certain he would find that scent easily.